Now the Marasakash Shaiv Omer Rabbi Yechanan says a new klal that ain chatzin nezik cholok loyli rishus a yochel loyli rishus a rabim. You should know by chatzin nezik there's never a difference between rishus yochel and rishus a rabim. That he meant to say you always chayiv whether it's rishus a rabim or rishus a yochel you chayiv. So my love doesn't mean to say he teizer rishus a rabim for yezekir rishus a rabim. He means to say even the case of tzoreros because tzoreros pays a chatzin nezik. Even in the case of Tzroiris, where Tzroiris prays the Chatzin Ezek, we're talking about where the animal was walking in the Rishus Rabim, and he knocked off pebbles in the Rishus Rabim, and it did Hezek in the Rishus Rabim. So that's against everything we learned until now. Again, there will be a Raya that Yechayev Rishus Rabim. Yeah, right. Yes, again, so my love isn't talking about Hetezer Rishus Rabim, Vezekev Rishus Rabim. So Chorob Yekashem, what we're saying in such a case, you always be potter. So Lord, that's not the case here. The case is rather, Hetezer Rishus Rabim. We're talking about true that it did damage Rishus Rabim. The pebbles went flying from Rishus Rabim. But Vezeka Rishus Yochid. The case is that it did Hezek Rishus Yochid. For the Gemara, Ivo Amrit, your first far was Akira Enkan Anokhi Yeshkan. Your first far was, though, if there's no Akira, how will you chai for the Anokha? That was your first far. So here we say not like that. Or Malay again, he answered back, Hadri B. For this far I was choyza. That I don't look at where it started out, but instead I look where it ended off. If the Hezek Lamaitza, the Kli broke, Rishus HaNizig, then Yechayiv, that's called Tzroiris, that's Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. Iboy Yisem, another Teres B'chal is like this, that Tiyomer Reb Yechon, when did Reb Yechon say his first cloud, that Chatzin Ezek, you always have to pay, Bein Rishus Yechon, Bein Rishus Rabin, Tiyomer Reb Yechon, and not Karen. Reb Yechon only said it by Karen, regular Tam. A Tom pays even Rishus Rabin. But it could be Tzroris he didn't talk about. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Yehuda Nesiyah. Reb Yehuda Nesiyah was sitting down with Reb Oishin, Reb Oishiyah, Akiloyed Reb Yehuda. By the beginning of the house, by the house of Reb Yehuda. Nofak Nusim Bibinai, when they were talking together, a statement came out like this. What's going to be Kishkashom Biznova? If you have an animal that was moving its tail, and by moving its tail, it did damage. Now, what's the locha? That was the shayla. What's going to be the locha if it's moving its tail? What type of a damage is that? Is that called urche like regal? Can it be potter b'shus rabin? Or maybe not? So Amalei said back like this. Amalei idach. What do you want? V'chi yachzeno biznova v'yeluch? Should the owner of the shore have to always walk around with holding on to its tail? Like avad should be potter. So think, well, what kind of svar is that? He hochi if so, kerenami. Even by Karen also name, let's say, v'chi yachzenu v'keren v'yelach, should the owner have to hold on to the horn of the Karen, the horn of a shore, and still we say the owner is chayiv? If your shore walks through a shusarabim, and it does damage there, l'maisi yachayiv? So if so, you see Karen is chayiv a shusarabim. So maybe here also yachayiv. He said back, no, hochi yashtu, what's one have to do the other? Karen, if the animal does damage with its horn, it's gore somebody, lav urchayu. That's not a normal way. So therefore, since it's not a normal way, it's kavanos and lahazik, and that's why you put the, and that's therefore you chayiv b'shus rabim. Karen is chayiv b'shus rabim. But ha urchei. But over here, when the animal moves its tail, it's a normal way to do it. It's urchei. And therefore, since it's urchei, it's like regular, and we know a regular is potter b'shus rabim. So where is the kashiv? So v'chi meyacher the urcha. Won't you tell me now? It's a normal thing for an animal to move around its tail. So Miami Boiler, what's your question? Avada Yepotim Rishus Rabim. Any normal way of action the animal goes, that's always a told of regal. So if it's normal for an animal to move around its tail, Rishus Rabim, and by moving its tail it did some damage, Avada Rishpot, it's regular told of regal. So Marcel, the Shaila was, Kishkush Yeseira Mi Boiler. What's going to be if the animal gave a hard whack with its tail? Not a normal weighing of the tail back and forth, but it gave a hard whack with the tail. That's the Shaila. Is that called, or still Urche enough to say it's potter b'shus rabim, or maybe there already is called like a told of Karen that it'll be chayy b'shus rabim. So when they gave a good whack with the tail, that's the suffix. Boy Rav Inu, Rav Inu has a question like this. Kishkasha v'amto maho. If you have your ox here, they gave a whack with somebody with its aver, with its amto, with its ama, does the tashmish with it. So he gave a whack to somebody, to someone broke it. Maho. Me, I'm going to do, we say, me did he have that Karen. Maybe this is more like Karen. Karen lav yitzra katokif. Like how come an animal does damage with its horn? Because it's yitzra comes into him and gives him an urge to gore somebody. So, here also loishinah. Like, how come it's moving around its amta there? Mistam, it has an urge to go into a female, to go into a cow. So therefore, right now, it's moving around its aver. That's why it's doing damage. So maybe it's doing it to Karen, so therefore it should be chayi b'shus rabim. Or Dilma, maybe no. Karen, the pshat is kavanos alahazik. When an animal does damage, the mailov, Karen always is, it has kavona. It has intentions of doing damage. Like this, an animal wouldn't gore somebody with its horns. It only gores because it has intentions of doing damage. But here, this animal, even though it's moving around, it's amo, but ain't kavanos alahazik. It does not want to do damage. But Stama just doing it because it wants a female to come. But not because it wants to do damage. So therefore, maybe here it's not daima to Karen, maybe it's still only like regal, maybe still you'd be potter b'shus rabin. Let me take this talk of Sufik, if such a mice is daima to Karen or to regal. Then our Mishnah says,
this tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpocho, the Zecher Nishmas, the father of Avigdor, then Rab Chaim Avrom Oliver Shalom, the limur of this tape should be his chus and anilu for the neshama. Alright, the turnover.
Right. The Mishnah says, "Ha'atana goylin muadim lahala kedarkem lishbar." Mishnah, "Ha'atana goyl is also a derech to walk, and it does damage as regular." Then the Mishnah says a chiddush. What's going to be if you have a delil, if you have a string tied onto the chicken, and it does damage with the string? So the Mishnah says, "Ichai v'chatzin ezik," because we hold that's like tsroiris, and therefore you don't have to pay a chatzin ezik. So Rav Huna says like this. Loishanu, when do we learn in the Mishnah you have to pay a chatzin ezek? Loishanu only if the string got tied on by itself, by the chicken itself, when it took a string and did damage with the string. But if a man tied the string onto the chicken and the chicken moved the string and did damage, then yechayiv and ezek sholem. So Gemara says, nikshur mielov man chayiv. When the string got tied on by itself, the Tanagol himself took it, who's chayiv then? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Bal Hadlil, the owner of the string is chayiv. The Havamina here is that this string was put down by Shusar Rabim, and somebody tripped over the string, so the string is like a boar. So now, it's the Mishnah, the Rav Huna said, one of the Mishnah said, Chatzin Ezek, only if the string was taken by itself. But if a man put the string on the Tanagol, then you chayiv and Ezek Sholem. Now saying when the Tanagol took it by itself, who's chayiv though? If you want to say the Bal Hadlil, the owner of the string, hekidom, what's the case talking about? If the owner of the string hid the string in a normal way, that it wasn't normal for the chicken to take it. So honestly, if the chicken now went looking around for a string and brought it out to the Shusar Rabim and somebody tripped over it, so the Bal Hadlil isn't honest. He didn't put a string outside to be a boar, and he hid it. So why is the Bal, the owner of the string, chayiv altogether? V'lo yatzniya, if he didn't, hide it. Owner let a string be outside in the Shusar Rabim like, and now a chicken took it and moved it further. Pasheyu, he's a regular Pashel at the Maskan will soon see, that's regular Yobor. So you should be Chayiv and Ezek Sholem then. Why does the Mishnah only say a Chatzin Ezek? Ela rather Chayiv Ba Tarnagol. We're talking about now that who's Chayiv here? The Ba Tarnagol. We're talking about the owner of the chicken, he's Chayiv for the damage that happened through the string. What happened here? The string took it by itself. So Gemara says, why? Why does the owner have to even pay a Chatzin Ezek? Like, again, the Havamina is your chicken took a string outside and put it down and became a boar. And somebody's tripped over it now. So, how come you agree that the owner of the chicken does not have to pay Nezek Sholem? Because the Chassid, the Pasuk says, Ki yiftach ish boar. We darshan that only if a man that digs a boar, if you dig the ditch. And we darshan v'loi shor boar. And not if your ox makes the ditch. Or like here, not if your tanagol, your chicken makes the boar. In other words, if your chicken took a string out from your house and put it out with Shusar Rabim, now that string is like a boar there. People are going to trip over it, true. But you didn't put it there. Your chicken put it there. So that's why you're telling me now you're potter from Nezek Sholem. If so, Chatzin Nezek Nami? You shouldn't have to pay anything. What does the Mishnah say? The owner of the chicken has to pay for Chatzin Nezek. The same tour should be Ishbor v'loy Shobor. The Torah says, Yoni chayif a boar if you make the boar, and not if your chicken makes the boar. So why do you have to pay a chatzin ezek for? So therefore, Elo, the pshat in our Mishnah is like this. Elo mas nisim b'da'ad ya'aduya. The Mishnah is talking about that this chicken took a string, and the chicken threw the string. And by throwing the string broke something. So that's a regular case of tsroiros. That's like pebbles come flying off. That's called kayach of the chicken. So that's why our Mishnah says you have to pay a chatzi nezik. It doesn't make enough to mean who owns the string. The case here is your chicken took a string and threw it at something and broke a kli. So that's called kayach of the chicken. That's the din of tzereres. You only have to pay a chatzi nezik. The Chiyitmat Rav Huna, when did we learn Rav Huna's halacha? That there's a difference of how the string came to the shore, to the Tanagol. That's Bial Mitma. Na Mishnah, another case as Rav Huna said. That what? The Lil Hefka. What's going to be if there's a string that belongs to Hefka? Some Rav Huna says, Nikshim Yeluf Pota. If the Tanagol of the chicken himself took the string and put it on Ushas Rabin, and it became a bor there, so the Bala Tanagol is Pota. Again, because since the man didn't make the bor, your chicken made the bor, you're Pota on that. What about Kosher Adam? Let's say a man took a string and tied it onto the chicken, and then the chicken took it out to the Ushas Rabin and made it in for a bor there, Chayiv. Then Taka, the owner, the man that put the string here is Chayiv. For the more Mishum, my Chayiv, what are you Chayiv for? Omer Afuna bar Menoyach, Mishum Boiroi, Hamnes Galgol, Baragli Yodom, Baragli Behema. This was the told of Bor we had before. This is like a case if you put a stone down in Shusha Rabin, and people there come and kick the stone to another place, and somebody trips over the stone over there. That's still your Chayiv. Because you first put the stone down in Shusha Rabin. Here also, when you first put the string down right now on the Tanagol, it was Bishus Rabin, it's called you made a bor there. So you made a bor right here, this string now is a stumbling block, people can still trip over it. Now what happened, the Tanagol took it and went further and moved it further to Bishus Rabin. You're still chayv, it's still called your bor. It's not called the Tanagol made the whole bor, because you started off, you first put it onto the chicken here, it was a bor right here. Just the Tanagol took it even further, so that's a told of bor, that's called Borei HaMezgalgo, that was moved, Baragliot, Baragliot Behema, that Yechayiv. So that's the Mishnah. Ketzar HaShem, what's the, now the Mazik of Shein? Where's the normal case that you have to pay for Shein, Yechayiv, and Ezek Sholem? Mu'edes Lechel Esaroyla. If the animal eats up something that's normal to eat, food, that's not, no, that's called Urchei, therefore you have to pay Ezek Sholem. The same thing, HaBehema, which the Gemara before said, Shein goes on Chaya, Behema meets down on Behema, the same thing. Mu'edes Lechel Peres V'Rokas. It's a mood if the animal goes into Rishus HaNizik, and it eats their fruits or vegetables, so the owner of the shore has to pay Ezek Sholem. What about Ochla Ksusa Kelim? Let's say your animal eats up somebody's clothing, eats up his hat, or eats up his glass, then Mishalom Chatin Ezek. You only have to pay a Chatin Ezek, because that's called Karen, that's a told of Karen, that's the Mishunah. That's not Urcha, it's not normal. It's not normal for an animal to eat up clothing or to eat up kelim. So it's no more told of Shein anymore, but rather it's a told of Karen. Therefore, Karen pays the Chatin Ezek. The Nedvam Amur, when was this said with Shusan Ezek? Like, when do we say that Shein is Chayiv, if the animal eats up regular food, only if the animal goes into the other person's Rishus and eats it there? Avo Rishus HaRavim Potter. But if the animal is walking in Rishus HaRavim and somebody else put down food there and your animal eats it, that's the Locha, Shein is Potter Rishus HaRavim. The Torah says, Ubiya Bistei Acher, Yoni Chayiv Bistei Acher. But now, that we say, Yepotter, but Yepotter from paying a Nezek Sholem. But the Mishnah says, V'yemnenis. Let's say your animal has enjoyment from the fact that it ate up somebody else's food that was in the Rishus Rabim, Mishalemes Mashanenis. You have to pay back according to the enjoyment that you had. In other words, even though he ate up 10 bushels of wheat, which is worth $100, but you, the Maisa, would have fed your animal 10 bushels of barley that would have been worth only $10. So you, the Maisa, had at least $10 enjoyment here that your animal doesn't have to eat anymore. So those $10 of enjoyment that you had, that much you have to pay. The Nezek Sholem that you ruined him $100, that's Shein, that's Potter Rishus Rabim. But as much as the enjoyment that you have, that's called like Mishtashri, and Nenali, Fano, you have to pay. Now, Ketzad Mishalemis Mashanenis, where is there a case that you have to pay back how much enjoyment you had? Ochla Mitar Chochovo. If somebody else puts down his food in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, and your animal comes and eats it, so for the actual Hezek, your potter, Shein is potter Rishus Rabim. But Mishalemis Mashanenis, you only have to pay how much enjoyment you had. How much enjoyment that you say by the fact the animal ate this. What about Mitzidei Recha Rechova? Let's say the food was on the side of the street, which is a place not normal for animals to go. So that's called more or less like Rishus HaNizik, therefore Mishalem Mishmash Ezeka. Here, Taka, you have to pay Nezek Sholem. This is not called Shein Rishus Rabim, because on the side of the street that's not normal for the animals to go there. And we'll see in the Gemara, you had a right to put your fruit down there. Therefore, that's called like Rishus HaNizik. Therefore, the Baal HaShur has to pay Nezek Sholem. Now, mipesach achanus, if you have fruits right outside the store, or even by the doorway of the store, and an animal comes and eats it, is meshalemes mashenenis. Since it's outside the store, it's like a reshus rabim, you potter on the actual damage, you only have to pay according to the enjoyment that you had. What about the mitoich achanus? If the animal comes into the store and eats the food that's in the store, that's called like reshus anizik, then mishalemes masha zeka. Then you have to pay a nezik shalom according to exactly how much damage you caused there. Turn around, look at the price like this. Hashein muedes lechles aroyla. If your animal eats some food that's normal to eat, you have to pay a nezik shalom. Ketzad? Peheimah shenichtas ola chotzer anizik. If your animal went into somebody else's chotzer, to nizik's reshus. The ochl and yeti, ochl and ruin law, food that's normal to eat. The shasa mashkin ruin law, yet stuff that's normal for him to drink. So that's called regular shein, mishalom nezek sholem. The chain, the same thing applies to a chay. If you have a wild animal, a chay, like a deer, she nichna solachotra nizik, goes into a shusa nizik, the torfa behem of ochla, he rips apart an animal there and eats off the basar, is mishalom nezek sholem. That's called urcha, that's a normal thing for a chay to do. That's called shein, it went into the shusa nizik, and it tore up an animal there and ate it alive, whatever. That's urchei. That's called nezek shalom. What about upora she'ochla soyrim? Let's say a cow ate barley, which is not so normal for it to do. It's only called a chilai de'atchak. B'di'evit it could eat it. Or else a chamor she'ochla kashinim. A donkey that went to eat kashinim, which is also not its main meal. It's only de'atchak. By force it could eat it. Or else the kel of a dog she'likei kasashemet, licked up oil, which is also not normal for a teeth, but it could be done. Or else the chazir, a pig, she'ochla chatika shebosar, he ate a piece of meat, which is also not normal for him to do it. Still, mishalom nezek sholem. Still, you have to pay nezek sholem. Because since they had chak, these animals could eat these food, it's still called urchei b'ochi, and still you have to pay nezek sholem. So, Omer of Papa says, hashtu the yarma, now that you want to tell me, that kol me di delav urchei, anything that's not the real way, it's not a real meal, it only eats it by force because it has nothing else to eat. It will eat this food also. So you're telling me now, Shemei Achila, that's also called a normal eating. And therefore, Shein is Chayin Nezek Shalom on this. If so, Hai Shunra Diochla Tamri. If you have a cat that eats up some dates. Or else, V'chamra, if you have a donkey, the Orchal Binta that eats up a fish, is also Mishalom Nezek Shalom. Even though it's not normal, it's not the normal menu for a donkey to eat up a fish. But since Adet Chakav, there's nothing else to eat, it could eat fish, for that's also called Urchei, and you pay a Nezek Shalom. Morris says, Ahu Chamra, there was a donkey. The Ochal Nahama, he started to eat bread in a basket. Ofalse Lasala.
Again, Ofalse Lasala, and he starts to chew up the bread basket. So the Lacha was, Chayve Rav Yehuda L'Shalom Nezek Shalom and Hama. Rav Yehuda said that the owner of the donkey has to pay Nezek Shalom for the bread. That's called Urche, that's called Shein, that's by Nezek Shalom. The Asala, for that the donkey chewed up the basket, that's Chatzinezek, you have to pay a Chatzinezek. That's called Mishunah, that's like a told of Karen, you only have to pay a Chatzinezek. Sigmor has a Kashin of Yudav Yamai. Why do you say you only have to pay a Chatzinezek on the basket? Kivon di Urche lemechon hamo. Since it's a normal for the donkey to eat bread, that's called Nezek Shalom, that's Urcheim. It's a Urcheiname le falu seisal. It should also be normal for the donkey to go and chew the basket in order to chew the basket together with the bread. And therefore, the owner should have to pay, the Bala Chamor and the Bala donkey has to pay Nezek Shalom on both. Like Rashi says, Kishu lo yisapas, when he's chewing the bread, lo yisasalima, he chews the basket with it. It's also called it's normal. So one task more answers. The Orchal Vohoda Palace, that first the donkey finished eating the bread, and then he chews the basket. So that's not Urche, that's Mishun, that's what's on the Pechatinezek. Now the Morastamakasha, well, Pars Urcheyu, is it normal for a donkey to eat bread? Or a minu, I'll throw you a question, I'll throw you a steer in the Braisa. We learned like this, Orchlo Pas Uvose Vitashu Mashalm Chatinezek. When an animal eats bread, or he eats meat, or else he eats cooked food, so the owner of the animal only has to pay a chatinezek. Mashma, these are all called mishunas, not urchetitis. So Morris says, my love, aren't we talking about this bride? It's a behema by a domestic animal, like a donkey or a cow, so it's a stira. So Morris says, no, this bride's talking about loy b'chai, it's talking about a wild beast. And therefore, there it's not urchetit bread, Mashenken or tamed animal, domestic animal, maybe that's normal to eat bread. Samora says, Chaya Bosa Urchu. Samora Sakasha now on Bosa and meat. Here the Bryce says, Ochlo Pasel Bosa says you pay Chatzin Ezek. So what do you want to say? Talking about a Chaya, Samora Sakasha, even a wild beast, it's normal for him to eat meat. So why by meat does the Bryce say you have to pay Chatzin Ezek? Samora says, the mitzvah, the Bryce with the meat is roasted. And that's not normal for a Chaya to eat roasted meat. He eats raw meat, not roasted meat. Therefore, you only have to pay a Chatzin Ezek. The boys of another could be Vitavia. The Bryce here is talking about a deer. The Rashi says, Vitavia, Rashi says, Tzvi, a deer, and Dark of Apostle Bosa. It's not normal for a deer to eat not bread and not meat. And therefore, if he eats it, you only have to pay a Chatzin Ezek. The boys of another could be Lyonim of Behem. Another Bryce could be talking about even a domestic animal also. Uvivtura, the Bryce is talking about over here, that the bread was on top of the table. Rashi says, Upturam shal hashulchan ochloi shendaka bekach. It's not normal for the animal to go on top of the table and eat there. And therefore, this is also called Karen. It's all of Karen. Yoni peyachatin esek. Rashi says, these things are mishunah, and to swear the balabot didn't have to think it's going to happen. And therefore, you only have to peyachatin esek. Now the Gemara